We're going to pick up in another area, because we have to be in tune to God and His direction, His unction, His leading, His guiding, His voice. And so I'm going to look at some areas, and let me just show you a couple of things of the various ways that God will communicate with us. And we have to develop that ability through experience, prayer, devotion, to be able to tune into the voice of the Lord, to be able to determine His voice versus other voices that may not be His. So let's look at a couple of things first as I move on from there. But various ways that God will speak to us. First of all, directly through His voice, right? So we have to have an awareness all the time of having to listen to the voice of the Lord, because He will speak. In 1 Kings, the 19th chapter, starting at verse 11, very popular scripture, Elijah. And, you know, this is a word, too, because even during times of discouragement, God will speak to us and lift us up and give us direction. But we have to, again, be in tune to His voice, have an awareness of God speaking. God is always speaking. We have to put ourselves in a place to hear what He has to say. It says in verse 11, 1 Kings 19, and He said, "Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord. And the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a still small voice." A what? Still small voice. Amen. That still indicates the comforting presence of the Lord as He speaks to us. So not only will He speak to us, but He will speak to us in a still small voice. It may not be in the great sound of an earthquake or effects of an earthquake or some great effect of fire to get our attention. But sometimes we just got to be still. Like the Bible said, be still and know that I am God. So if we be still and put ourselves in position to hear His voice, He will speak to us in a small, still voice. Verse 13, and it says, and it was so when Elijah heard it. Elijah what? When he heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out. Remember, he was discouraged. He found himself in a cave, found himself up under the juniper tree. He was discouraged, thought that he was all alone by himself. Nobody was with him. But God was reassuring him that He was with him, and that when God spoke to him and Elijah was in a place to hear His voice, the Bible says he got up, wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out and stood in the opening of the cave, and behold, there came a voice unto him, said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" In other words, God was saying, "What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing? What are you doing, Elijah? You got a purpose, and here you are sitting in a cave, amen, saying, 'Woe is me,' when you have the God of all God right there before you and on working on your behalf. Why are you sitting here all discouraged? God has a way of giving us a voice of always letting us know that everything is all right. May not look like it sometimes, may not feel like it. But if you continue to trust in the Lord, God will bring it to pass." So we see that as we are aware that God communicates to us in various ways, one of the best ways, the first ways, we see that He will speak to us directly by His voice. So I'm going to go through each one of these, and then I'm going to spend time laboring in each one of these areas. So that's one, through His voice. Another one where God will speak to you is that sometimes when you may need to hear a word from the Lord, sometimes you may need to sit down and open up your Bible and begin to read. And when you begin to read what thus saith the Lord, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, will rise up and speak to your heart. God will speak to us not only through his voice, but through his word. And if that's not enough, God has a way of touching people. Mm-hmm. And we have to know when God is sending somebody our way with a message from on high. And then we have to know when it's not. Just because the person prefaced the statement by "God told me to tell you" does not necessarily mean God's here to tell you. But you have to be in tune with the Spirit of the Lord that when God sends a word through someone else and speaks it, it will confirm with your spirit that this is God. Come on, somebody say amen. And then God also speaks to us through circumstances. Amen. Through circumstances. Somebody say through circumstances. Sometimes we may be experiencing some things where God is simply trying to get our attention. Sometimes it may be through circumstances that it causes us to stop and say, God, what is it that I am going through? God, what is it that I am experiencing? Is there something that you are trying to show me? Mm-hmm. Amen. The Bible says in the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets and at many times in various ways. The Bible says, but in these last days, God has spoken to us through his son. So not only does he speak to us through circumstances, he speaks to us through his dear son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And not only does he do that, but he speaks also to us through his spirit. Somebody say through his spirit, through his spirit. The Holy Spirit, God will speak to our hearts. Sometimes you hear someone say, I felt the Lord pressing something upon me to do this or go in this direction or make this kind of decision. Pressing or unction. You'll hear that word unction sometimes. I felt the unction of the Holy Spirit or the leadings of the Holy Spirit guide me in a certain direction. And I'll show you when we get specifically to each one of these, some of the things. But then it says through prayer. God will speak to us through prayer. You spend time just on your knees. Amen. In prayer. Amen. And during your time of prayer, stop and listen to what God has to say. Give him an opportunity to speak to us. Then not only that, but God will speak to us and sometimes through supernatural circumstances. Amen. Like he spoke to Moses through a burning bush. Amen. He first got Moses' attention by the supernatural event of a bush burning that would not be consumed. And so Moses said, I'm going to turn and see what this is that's going on here. And when he turned to see what this is, the supernatural event, the burning of the bush, amen, when he turned to see what this is, then the Bible said God spoke to him out of the bush. Mm-hmm. So God communicated to him. God also communicates to us through dreams and through visions. Let me give you an example. In 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, in verse 2, it says, it came to pass that at that time when Eli was laid down in his place and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord and where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. Now here we see a circumstance where Samuel was laying down to sleep. He was doing what? Laying down to sleep. The Bible says that the Lord called Samuel. So while Samuel had laid down to sleep, while he was trying to sleep, maybe in this case, maybe he was sleeping, the Bible says the Lord called unto Samuel. So in other words, he heard a voice. Amen. He heard a voice. And he answered and said, here am I. He ran unto Eli, amen, the prophet, and said, here am I, for thou callest me. In other words, he thought that Elijah was calling him. Mm-hmm. He heard a voice, and he thought it was Eli. Uh-huh. And he said, I did not call you. Lay down again. And he went and laid down again. And the Lord called again, amen, a second time to Samuel and said, Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for thou didst call me. I know I heard a voice. I know I heard somebody calling my name. And he answered and said, I did not call you, my son. Lie down again. And now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. Neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. Now let me stop there and pause, put a comma there a minute.
Because a lot of times people have questions about being able to hear and understand it's whether or not it's God's voice, when it's God's voice, if it's God's voice, if it's God leading, guiding, and directing. Amen. But you have to understand it's a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Amen. So we have to put ourselves in a position to learn to develop that ability to hear the voice of God. The Bible says, amen, that Samuel, amen, did not yet know the Lord or his voice, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. So he had not honed in on this ability. He had not developed this ability to hear God's voice directly and know what it was. Starting to hear it was, you know, kind of like you tune in in a radio and that station is coming into view, amen, into clarity. And that's what happens. So let me say this, as you're working on and developing that ability to hear the voice of the Lord, it's like a message that's coming in and it's tuning in clarity. And the more you work on listening to the voice of God, the more you will develop that ability to hear his voice and know that it is him. And so he arose to Elijah and said, "Here am I, and thou didst call me." And listen, the Bible says in verse 8, "And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child." In verse 9, "Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go and lay down, and it shall be, if he call thee, thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, thy servant is listening." There it is. So not only put yourself in a position to hear the voice of the Lord, but be still and just tell the Lord, "Lord, go ahead and speak to me. Whatever you're trying to tell me, I'm listening." That's the first step to hearing the voice of God and allowing God to communicate with us and having that sensitivity and ability to hear what God is trying to show us, to speak to us in some cases, or in these various other areas or ways that he does it. Amen. Isn't that awesome? All right. So now I gave you a number of those various areas that God will speak to us. Now I'm going to go back to this one called the voice of God. It is important to be sensitive to God's direction through his voice. That's what it's all about in our spiritual walk, our spiritual journey with the Lord. It's not about religion. It's not about how many scriptures you can quote or how religious we appear, how many times we go to church. Amen. But we ought to go to church. Come on, somebody say amen. But it's all about our relationship that we have with the Lord. Amen. Do you know him? Amen. He knows us. He knows all about us. But do we know him? Do we have a relationship with him to the point where we can hear him when he speaks? The Bible says that we are his children. The Bible likens us unto sheep. Amen. You got to understand when the Bible uses the example of sheep and understand, it helps us to understand that sheep are led. Somebody say sheep are led. Sheep are led. Sheep are directed. See, because sheep don't always know the best for them, and so they need help. We don't always know the best for us, but we need help. In order to get that help, then we have to be in tune to hear the voice of the Lord. John 10:27 said, "My sheep," that means a particular sheep, just not any sheep, but the sheep of God, amen, says, "My sheep know my voice." There it is. So we want to develop that ability to know the voice of Jesus, to know the voice of the Savior, to know the voice of the shepherd. The Bible says he is the good shepherd. He is the great shepherd. Amen. The shepherd watches over the sheep. The shepherd wants the best for his sheep. So the shepherd is not going to lead sheep astray. Amen. The world will lead you astray. People with places and things. People will lead you astray. And this is why it's important to have an awareness and sensitivity of the consciousness of God, his presence and his guidance, his voice, whatever way that he's communicating with us. In this case, the voice of God. "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." That means that when it's not the voice of the Lord, you're not going to feel right. You're not going to be comforted. You're not going to have peace. Amen. Because when God is leading us and God is guiding us, amen, we're going to have the peace of God. We're going to have a certain kind of comfort in knowing that this is God. Because the first thing God will do when he stopped by, amen, to let us know that he's in, he's involved in our lives, the first thing he gives us is a reassurance. He said, "Peace, my child. Do not be afraid." So with the voice of the Lord and the presence of the Lord comes the peace of God. Amen. So if you're trying to develop that ability, amen, to hear the voice of the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Know that when God is speaking, you will have a certain kind of peace about what God is saying to you and what God is directing you to do. When there's upheaval and uproar in your spirit about decision making and what you're about to do, when God gives you the answer, he's going to give you a peace and comfort about the direction that you are to take. You may not be sure what the result is, but you know that God is leading you in that direction. And that is important because you don't always know the result, but you know one thing, God is going to make everything all right. He's going to lead you in the right path. Amen. He's going to place you in a place and lead you along the path that's going to ultimately be blessing and not a curse. Come on, somebody shout. This is why it's important to have a sensitivity to the presence of the Lord and the direction of the Lord, because he's going to lead us in a place of blessing. Amen. Come on, somebody say amen. That's why it's important for us to be able to hear the voice of the Lord. We don't need to hear any other voice but the voice of Jesus, the voice of our Heavenly Father, because he is the one that's going to direct us in the right path. All right. Listening to hear the voice of the Lord. Some people say, well, how do I know it's God's voice? How do I know it's God's voice? And, you know, all of these various things. But listen, Isaiah, the 30th chapter and the 21st verse, listen to me closely now. The Bible says, thy ear. Now, first of all, anytime you indicate an ear, that means listening. The Bible says, he that have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. So the Spirit is always speaking. Amen. But we have to have, listen, an ear to hear. Not everybody in the world today has an ear to hear. The word can be spoken, it can be preached, it can be given. But not everybody have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. But when we place ourselves in a position to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, this is what he will say, my brothers and sisters. This is the way. In other words, he will let you know, if you put yourself in a position to hear what the Spirit is saying, he will let you know, this is the path to take. This is the decision you ought to make. This is the direction you ought to pursue. Come on, somebody say amen. Walk ye in it. Amen. He's trying to say that he'll show you the way. The Bible says the steps. Come on. Life is a compilation of one step after the other. You have to, somebody says, I don't know which way to go. I'm not sure if God's leading me this way. There. It's one step after the other. Come on, somebody. One step at a time. One after the other. All God is saying, trust in me. Put your trust in me and place one foot before you and let me direct you step by step. I don't know how to listen to the Lord. Just take a step. He said, this is the way and walk in it. Take step. Move. Somebody say move. But move in the direction that God is leading you. When you turn to the right and when you turn to the left. In other words, whichever way you're going in life, God is going to direct you the path to take. We must develop our ability to distinguish God's voice. Listen to me very closely now. Listen. Listen very closely because this is very important. Hallelujah. We have to develop our ability to distinguish God's voice from the voice of the world. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody say amen. From what? The voice of the world. Because the world, amen, is competing with the voice of God. Are you with me? Uh-huh. So there's various voices that are competing for your attention. Uh-huh. But what we want to do is make sure that God has your attention. All right, everybody with me? Now, let me show you now. So we have to develop our ability to distinguish God's voice from the world and from the devil and from our own. So listen, so we see there's various voices. There is the voice of God. Somebody say the voice of God. Okay, the voice of God. And then there is the voice of the devil, right? Uh-huh. You know, kind of like what he did with Adam and Eve. When the serpent deceived them through much speaking. He had a voice, but he wasn't leading them in the right direction. Come on. And so there's the voice of God. There's a voice from the world. There's a voice of the devil. And then there's the voice that's your own. That's the kind of voice that's coming from your inner being. Amen. I'll never forget one time I was in a meeting and someone was speaking a word of wisdom. Amen. This was in the event account when Crenshaw Christian Center was building their dome, and I was there. And so a lady had rose up and she spoke out very boldly, you know, that God was telling them to hold on and, you know, for all of the people to continue to give. That sounded good, right? And then she said, God wants you to suffer in order for this parking temple, the parking structure to be built. And Pastor Price, amen, allowed her to go ahead and give the word of wisdom. And after she was done, he stopped a minute and he said, listen, he said, I know you meant well, amen. But he said, I'm not sensing that was the Holy Spirit. He said, you know, I'm sensing that was coming from you because you really want the best for the church and you'd like to see the parking structure built. But I'm not sensing that was the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. And so that sounded kind of strange to me, you know. But when you are led by the Holy Spirit, amen, sometimes things will even sound good that may not necessarily be of God. It may just be from you or from me or from an individual thinking that it's God, but it may not necessarily be God. And that's why it's important to have the Holy Spirit. Somebody say Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit can cut through even our motives and our desires. They may be good. They may be good intentioned, but it's coming from you and not from God. Come on, somebody shout saying that. All right, let me move on. And so don't be afraid to at least try to follow what you believe to be God's voice. Some people make the mistake is they don't even try. I don't know how to hear the voice of God, so I'm just going to not move. Well, you need to move. Try. If you think it's the Lord leading you in that direction, then go ahead and at least try. Even if you make a mistake, God will help you. Is that right, Pastor? Psalms 37:23, it says this. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. So even if you make a mistake, amen, you're not going to be caught, amen, in despair and destruction. Because, you know, if God is leading you, sometimes you may make a mistake, but God will help you to get it right. He'll help you to correct that. Is that right? It says what? For the Lord, for who? The Lord upholdeth him with his hand. So even God, amen, in that, when we make mistakes, God still will correct it. He'll help us along the way. So don't be afraid to step out on faith. If you believe the Lord is leading you that way, then do it. Praise the Lord. I'd rather you do what the Lord is leading you to do than you listen to the world, because the world is certainly not going to lead you in the right direction. Is that right, Pastor? Let me show you. Because we have to be in a position to develop the ability to listen to the right voice. Somebody said right voice. Right voice. There's voices speaking. Voice of the world, voice of the devil, voice of God, voice of self. Huh? But we have to be able to hear and listen to the right voice. Uh-huh. See, because for instance, take the voice of the world. Let me tell you something about the voice. The voice of the world will send you in the direction of vanity. I say vanity. That means all that you've done and all that you seek to accomplish after everything is said and done is going to be vanity. Like Solomon said, vanity of vanity and vexation of the spirit. You can do everything that you want, but if it's leading to what the world leads to, it's going to lead to vain things, things that really don't amount to anything in the whole context of spiritual well-being and your spiritual development and your spiritual destiny. So you don't want to be in a place of listening to the voice of the world, because the voice of the world was singing in the wrong direction. And so it was singing in the direction of vanity. And listen, it was singing in the direction of fruitlessness.
Come on. Things that really are not going to accomplish, things that really needs to be accomplished. Amen. You're not going to fulfill the full ability, amen, of what God has placed in you because you're listening to the voice of the world. The voice of the world is sending you in the wrong direction. Amen. And so it's sending you on what's called rabbit trails. I know about a rabbit trail. Amen. You go down a rabbit trail, it leads to nowhere. You come back and start back where you started from. Come on, somebody say amen. Then you go off in another direction, only to find out that was fruitless too. See, we have to be in a position to hear the voice of the Lord, because God is not going to send us on rabbit trails. Well, the voice of the world will send you in the direction of barren existence. I mean, existing, and then but a barren type of lifestyle. In other words, not producing any fruit. Amen. God, amen, designed it that we would produce fruit in our lives. Amen. And so we will produce all types of good fruit. Amen. As a result of being led by the voice of the Lord and not the voice of the world. The voice of the world is going to cause us to be led. It's going to be a pretty tree, kind of like the fig tree in the Bible when Jesus Christ came to. You remember that story about the fig tree? When Jesus Christ came to the fig tree, the Bible said that tree was full of leaves. Amen. And the Bible said Jesus, you know, he thought that he would be able to pick some fruit from the tree because it looked like it was harvest time, you know? And oh, how many times the world will lead us into a direction of barren existence. Amen. The tree would look full like it's really about to produce something when in actuality it would produce nothing. Amen. And so God will lead us in a direction of productivity. Amen. And blessing. Somebody say productivity. It will cause us to be fruitful. Anything, amen, that is barren, amen. I'm going to show you what the Lord feels about that. You know, God will give it a chance to grow. But at some point or another, if he determines that it's not going to produce any fruit, what did he say? Pull it up from the ground. It's just encumbering the ground. Amen. That fig tree was just encumbering the ground. But the worst part about it, I believe this fig tree spoke to Jesus. I really do. Amen. That's the reason why Jesus Christ, he got angry and he cursed that fig tree to the root. Amen. Why? Because it was projecting as if it was fruitful. Amen. But yet it wasn't producing any fruit. Amen. So we don't want to be follow the voice of the world because it'll lead us in the direction of vanity, fruitlessness, and barren existence. And it will lead us, listen to me closely now, in a way contrary, somebody say contrary. Contrary to God's desire to take us. In other words, God will want to desire to take us in one direction, but the voice of the world is going to try to take us in a totally contrary direction. Amen. That's just the way it is because, you know, the world, amen, and self and the devil is you know, the Bible says that that's the flesh. And self is when you're walking in self, is walking in the flesh. And these things is at war with God. It's trying to have you do something just totally opposite of what God wants you to do. These voices will try to lead you in a direction totally opposite of the direction that God wants you to go. Uh-huh. Okay? So, we want to listen to the right voice. Listen, in Joshua, the 5th chapter, in the 6th verse, it says, and the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness. Somebody say 40 years in the wilderness. That's a long time. How you like would like to be, and I did a whole message on this. I've been this way before. They were going around in a circle, and they began to realize, hold on a minute. I seen that tree before. Hold on a minute. That tree where that animal hanging off the tree, I seen this before. We've been this way before. That never happened. That's what happened in a person's life. The devil will have you going around in circles, repeating the cycle. That's right. Going through the same thing when we really don't have to, you know, continue to go through the, you know, when the blessing is just a few miles off, you know, the world in the world's voice, and the devil will continue to have you locked in a cycle when the blessing is just right next door. You see the difference why it's important to have a sensitivity to hear the voice of the Lord, because your blessing can be right around the corner, but you can just be going around in circles over and over again when you really don't have to. The Bible says they went and they walked 40 years in the wilderness till all the people that were men of war, which came out of Egypt, were consumed. Here it is. Because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. God would say, oh my goodness. There it is right there. See, there's blessings in obeying God's voice. There's curses when we don't. Plain and simple. Amen. God had a purpose in them walking around in the desert, amen, for 40 years. Because those that decided that they did not want to obey the voice of God, God said, all right, first of all, I'm going to preserve the ones who will. And then the ones who won't, amen, God said, I'm going to cause them to continue to go around and around and around and around until they be consumed. That means, amen, that they were consumed because they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Amen. Unto whom the Lord swore that he would not show them the land which the Lord swore unto them, the fathers, that he would give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. So in other words, God told them, listen, listen, listen. God will tell you and God will lead you in the right direction. But you got to have a voice, an ear to hear the voice of the Lord and to obey him. Amen. Because God said, for those that didn't believe, who didn't have the faith, who refused to obey God when God was giving them the direction to go one way, amen, they complained, they murmured, they all of that, amen. The Lord said, all right, amen, I swore that the land that I promised your fathers, those who decided not to hear my voice, is not going to experience the blessings of the Lord. Because it says here, a land flowing with milk and honey. So for 40 years, amen. Because you had a group that decided that they didn't want to be obedient to the voice of the Lord, they put themselves in a place of a curse and not in a place of a blessing. And you don't want to do that. You want to always be in a place of blessing. The place of blessings is, first of all, being in a place of obedience. James 4:4 says, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? I'm talking about, again, you know, don't listen to the wrong voice, the voice of the world, because the Bible says that the voice of the world is at enmity with God. You know what enmity is, right? Enmity means at war. At war. Competing. At odds with. See, so there's certain things that's a given. You know, a given is, the Bible says, the devil come to kill, steal, and to destroy. I'll talk about that in a minute. But that's a given. Whenever he's around, you know what he comes to do. Same thing with the world. Amen. The world is at enmity with God. The world is at odds with God. So if you listen to the voice of the world, it's leading you in the wrong direction. It says, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore wants to be a friend with the world makes himself or herself an enemy of God. Plain and simple. I didn't say it. God said it. So, you know, people can go all their life and keep saying, I want to be blessed. Well, do you really want to be blessed? That's my question. That's always my question when I hear people say, I want to be blessed. Do you really? Amen. Because if you really want to be blessed, it's easy. Come on. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to the Lord in prayer. Do you really want to be blessed? Just obey God. Obedience. Listen, listen, listen to his voice. That's the easiest way to be blessed. That's the easiest way to find ourselves in a position of blessing, a position of prosperity, a position of peace, a position of preservation, a position of health, a position of healing, and whatever it is, all of the good things that God desires for you to experience. Put yourself in that position to experience. Come on. And then there's the voice of the devil. What does the voice of the devil does? Leads to destruction. Plain and simple. Leads to destruction. And I used to love, you know those pictures that they have in those puzzle books? And you draw the line and connect the points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And when you connect the dots, it begins to develop a picture. Picture starts to come in view. Can I tell you a secret? Let me tell you a secret, my brother and sister. Just connect the dots. You don't have to go through the journey. Connect the dots. In other words, look ahead, and whatever projection the devil is leading, trying to lead a person, start connecting the dots and see where that's going. It's easy. Connect, touch your neighbor and say, connect the dots. The picture will take form, and then you don't have to go that way. You'll see the map before you travel, and that before you take that journey. Come on, somebody say amen. I'll connect the dots. Let me give you an example. Okay, just so good. You know, you don't need to, you know, so you had a voice of the world and the devil tell you to try this drug. You know, I'm just giving an example. You know, try it, you like it. No, you won't. No, you won't. Amen. No, you won't. No, you won't. Amen. You may think you feeling all right now, but just hold on just a little longer. Because the devil is going to send you down a journey that you will regret. Connect the dots. I got a commercial say, are you willing to lose your house, lose your home, lose your family, lose your teeth, lose your skin, lose your marriage, you know, because of drugs? Connect the dots. You know where it's going to take you. Got to do it. Just connect the dots. The voice of the devil, he leads to destruction. Maybe not now. Maybe not tomorrow. Maybe not next week, but hold on. Connect the dots. If you see that the devil is trying to take you down a road and you know it's a road of destruction, why you want to travel down that road? Come on. Common sense would tell you, I'd rather be on a road that don't take me to a place, but not lead me to destruction. I don't want to follow anybody, anything that's going to lead me down a road to destruction. No. I'm sorry. I got enough sense to know that's not a road I want to travel. I said, well, yeah, you always been Mr. Goody T-shirt. You always want to do. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Because I don't enjoy grief. I don't like destruction. I don't like being in a place of uncertainty. I just don't like it. So I choose to do what's right. Come on, somebody say amen. I don't understand how some folk travel down the road. They know where they headed. Come on, somebody say amen. I'm sorry. If it's leading to pain, I'm not going to choose that road. I don't want to experience pain. Amen. When I know it's coming, if I travel down that road, that's right. I'm going to choose the right choice. It doesn't make me any difference. Everybody else is going down that road. Go right ahead. Come on, somebody say amen. I know from experience. You know, well, you don't understand. You know, you got to live life. The devil is a liar. I'm living life. Somebody say, I'm living life. You let fool me once, shame on. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Oh, you know. So all I'm trying to say is, don't listen to the voice of the devil, because it leads down the road of destruction. It leads you to a road of grief and a road of disappointments. If you listen to the voice of the devil, he will lead you down a road full of regrets. Talk to anybody in prison that may have made bad decisions. The first thing they would tell you is a whole thing of regret. Oh, I wish I would have made that decision. Regrets. Amen. Listen to the voice of Jesus. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Listen to the voice of God's word. Amen. Listen to God's communication. He's going to lead us down the right path. Make the right decision. Make the right choice. And we will not walk in a life of disappointment. Because that's what the voice of the devil, he operates by deception. He'll have you think everything all right. That right? Have you think good is bad, bad is good. And tell you right in your face, you know something wrong here. Some people will stand there and tell you something that they know is wrong. And boy, I tell you, they be so convinced. You looking at their face, maybe it is right. Because they can stutter when they talk and they didn't flinch. I don't know anybody that can feel like that. They will feel to you right in your face, huh? And they don't flinch. They just look at you like everything all right. And you start questioning yourself. Maybe they're right. No, they're not. They're wrong. They have two left shoes. They have you to believe that you should be wearing two left shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, hey, mister, I'm trying to buy a pair of shoes. Something not right with these shoes, but I tried them on, man. You know, they two left shoes. Well, that's all right. Don't worry about it. It's supposed to be like that. That's the way it go now. They just make the shoes like that. Yeah, they don't sell because, you know, but, you know, we decided to put them on sale. But, you know, don't worry about that. You know, that's just the way it is. Everybody wearing two left shoes. That's the style. Two left shoes. Hey, man, all I'm trying to say is, when it's wrong, it's wrong. And you, when you see signs that something's wrong, don't you believe it.
Avoid listening and hearing to the devil's lies. Because John 8:4 said, he is the father of lies. The Bible says, the lust of the father. And so we got to be careful, make sure that we follow the right father. Because he's a father too, but he's the wrong father. The Bible says that he was a murderer from the beginning. Now, why you want to listen to somebody that have the voice of somebody who's a murderer, whose goal is to kill, steal, and to destroy? Well, you need to follow Jesus, because Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. It says, and he abode not in the truth. He didn't know how to stay in truth. The Bible said, because there is no truth in him. Listen. The Bible said, when he speaks, he speaks a lie. If he's trying to quote you a scripture, he's still not telling the truth. He can't tell the truth. So you know, like he did Jesus, you know, cast yourself down off the pinnacle, and you know, the angels, you know, God said he's gonna give them charge, you know, to keep you and, you know, protect you. Go ahead, jump. And the Bible says he don't know how to abide in truth. Why you wanna fuck with somebody like that? He chose not to be in the area of truth. Now he want to speak to you. Why do you want to listen to the devil's voice? Because you know he didn't abide in truth. The Bible says because there's no truth in him. When he speak of a lie. He speak of his own. Doesn't speak of God. Doesn't speak of God's wonderful purpose that he had for you. He's speaking of his own. The Bible said not he was a liar. He is a liar.
And I hear people say, well, times have changed. Well, God haven't changed, the truth haven't changed. Come on, somebody say amen. A lie was a lie on yesterday. Come on. Well, it's a new day. Yeah, it's a new day. But a lie on yesterday, and a lie last week, a lie last month, a lie last year is still a lie today, and it still will be on tomorrow. Doesn't matter how cultures change, people change, places change, things change. We come into a new age and a new time, but I'm telling you, a lie is still a lie on yesterday like it's a lie today. Come on, somebody say amen. I know I'm speaking truth now.
But you just old. You don't understand.
Okay. But all I'm trying to say is this is the truth. I'm sorry. I'm just speaking it now. Okay. Amen. And this may be sound a little rough. But sometimes God just got to be like that. Because, you know, if you're going on your way off the side of the cliff, I can't be so sensitive to I just, you know, got to worry about, you know, how you feel the way I say it, you know. I don't grab you by my shirt. You may wrinkle my shirt. Well, you going off the cliff. I'm going to grab you by your shirt. Okay, I worry about you getting angry because I broke your butt later. But I'm trying to save your life. Come on. Reach out and pull you like the Bible says you. Snatch you. Come on. From the very mouth of the fire. Proverbs 14:12 says, there's a way that seemeth. Right. But the end is going to declare a thing. Right? It seemed right. You can go down the road and sound like it's okay. Everything is okay. I'm okay. You okay. Everybody's okay. Why are you so uptight? Because I'm looking at the end. That's what I'm looking at. I'm not looking at the journey. I'm looking at the end. I'm looking at the course. I'm looking at the path. I'm looking at where you're headed. The Bible said the end thereof is the way of death. So why do you want to travel down a path that the devil is leading as a path of death? He communicates to us through his word. Pick up your Bible. Study it for yourself. Amen. Study it. Read it. Read it for yourself. Amen. Then he communicates to us through others. Amen. Make sure that other that he's speaking, amen, is the voice of the Lord leading through others. Then he speaks through us, communicates through us through circumstances, right? Sometimes, like I said before, you may be in a circumstance. It may not necessarily be a bad thing. God may be working it out, but sometimes God may be trying to teach us something as a result, or leading us a certain direction, or just simply trying to get our attention. So we always want to stop. Somebody say stop. Stop. Okay? And then listen. Then he speaks to us through Jesus Christ. He speaks to us through his Spirit. He speaks to us through prayer. In other words, you spend time with the Lord, amen, on your knees, and give him time to respond to your request, amen, your petitions, amen. Just be still and listen. While you're praying, God will show you. The Bible says, call, Jeremiah 33:3, call not your neighbor, not your best friend, not your running partner, not your dog. Call Jesus. Amen. Call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. What? That thou knowest not. In other words, don't call Cleo. Don't call the hotline. Psychic hotline. They don't have the answer. Because this is what God says. I'm like, why are you gonna, you know, first people, when you listen to people and they go to them soothsayers, what's the first question they, well, I just want to know what my future hold. Do you know? The Bible tells us, God will show you. You don't need to go to a soothsayer or a palm reader or a diviner or anybody like that. You don't need that. Just get in the Bible. You know, just spend some time on your knees. God will show you. Yes, he will. He said, if you call on him, he will hear and answer your prayer. Call unto me, and I will show you. I will answer you, and I'll do what? Show you great and mighty things that you don't know. That means there's some things in your future that you don't know about that hadn't happened yet. But God will show you. God will, the Holy Spirit will show you. That's why you get up in the morning, amen. You know, kick up your leg and praise the Lord and, you know, go on your way because you know everything's all right. You know, the Holy Spirit's not going to have you sit here in depression. You got to get up. Somebody say, oh, you don't understand what I'm going through. Get up. Keep on walking. Because I know it may not look like anything is being produced, but you keep on moving because you know by faith. Somebody say by faith. Not by feelings. Amen. Feelings will have you sit down. Feelings will have you depressed. Feelings will have you feeling like you need, you know, drugs or alcohol. You know, feeling will have you believe you need anything but the Lord. No, get up and walk by faith. Come on, somebody say faith. I walk by faith. I walk by, how about you? Are you walking by faith? Amen. My Bible, I'm closed. My Bible tells me the just. Who's the just? That's you and me. We're not living by what the world is telling us. We're not living what we see in this whole political scene. We're not living according to what the world is seeing, what the world is doing. My Bible says the just, that's you and me, shall live by faith. Now, I know we hear some things that may could be coming down the pipeline with the, you know, all these different laws and stuff. Can I tell you something? Don't you worry about a thing. I'm going to say it again. Don't you worry about a thing. Because what the devil means for harm, listen to the prophet of God now. I want you to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. What the devil means for harm, God is going to turn it around. Somebody say it, turn it around. All these things are being spoken against those who are less fortunate, those who take care of themselves, those who are sick and need to get well. All these things that's being spoken in the air, it's just things that are being spoken in the air. But I'm telling you, what God said, amen, he's going to turn that thing around. Don't you worry a minute. So what about my Medicare? Don't you worry about, what don't you worry about? What about this? What about, you know, my medical? What about my job? What don't you, God said, I got everything in control. Don't you know who I am? Woe is he that said there is no God. Woe is he that said, I got everything under control.
control. Folks say, well, we got everything now. We can do what us is want to do. No, you can't.
No, you can't. Not for the child of God. No, you can't. My Bible said God lifts up one and pulls down another. If he has to pull you down, he'll do it. I'm saying it because there's so many people right now so worried. Amen. Stop your worrying. You got everything. It seems like everything is so chaotic. God said, I got everything under control. Under control. I got everything under control.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what laws pass. I come in on my own this way out. And us don't have no money to pay you. Not for me. That's not what God said for the child of God. If I gotta walk out this door, amen, hallelujah. My Bible tells me when I place my foot on the ground and walk out that door, my Bible said, I'm gonna take the spoils with me. I'm taking the spoils with me. So I may be, listen, I'm taking a pension, I'm taking a back pay, I'm taking all the times you done mistreated me and didn't pay me what you should have paid me. Amen. I'm looking around, got check coming in the mail. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I'm talking from experience. Minding my own business. I'm getting a letter in the mail. So you got a check on this way. What? Bless Jesus. That's how the Lord works. Be still and know that I am God. Let God fight your battles. God, look, if you only knew. Amen. So all I'm trying to say, don't you worry about it. Stop your worrying. Amen. Have faith in God. Amen. I know it sounds like a cliche. Amen. But have faith in God. Walk by faith. Not by what you see. Don't walk by how you feel. Don't walk by how it look like. Don't walk by what you hear folks saying in the air. It's just that it's in the air. You got the power to snatch it down. And when it goes out there, you say, that's not for me. That's not for me. God has something better for me. Let me close with this. Every time the devil said what's not mine, God said what is. When they say I'm not going to get a raise, I'm talking from experience. I got a raise. When they say somehow or another, God broke the mold. God will break the mold for you, for the faithful, for the those who are walking, the just shall live by faith. I'm going to stop with that.